Assalamu alaikum, Respected Muhtisab. Please, can you provide some tips on cleaning the mind during muraqabah? I think cleaning the mind during muraqabah is something which comes over time. The reason is that we have to actually learn to focus. Focusing on anything is a challenge for, I would probably say, maybe most people today. Focusing on anything, because we're so used to being distracted, and our brain is actually hardwired now because of our habit. It's become kind of hardwired to be distracted, because the phone is the biggest culprit in that sense. What happens is that whenever we're doing anything, because we have this addiction towards finding out if we've received the new message on WhatsApp or anywhere else, then even when we're doing whatever, we'd like to just let's just check quickly. So our brain is almost like every few seconds or every minute or something, it wants to check. So muraqabah requires focus, because muraqabah is from the heart. It's not just the movement of the tongue with certain types of adhkar, it's actually thinking about Allah with the heart. So you're either doing it or you're not. So in order to do that in a sustained way, 10, 15 minutes or even 5 minutes, we need to be able to focus. So initially what's going to happen is that you try to focus, mind goes away, you focus again, your mind goes away, you focus again. There's some ways of helping with that, is that if you do have a, especially for beginners, if you have a one of those alarms or beeps, not a big alarm, but just like something that beeps lightly on your phone or elsewhere, put all other notifications off, just the beep that beeps like every maybe 30 seconds or every minute, just quick beep. So if the mind has strayed, then that beep reminds us that, hey, I should be focusing, so we can come back faster. Otherwise, sometimes our daydream that we go into could last for 2 minutes, and you might be just sitting down for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. So that sometimes helps to just remember that, hey, I'm supposed to be in muraqabah. And of course, there's lots of other things beforehand, because from an Islamic point of view, holistically speaking, there's many, many other issues. The food that we eat, that helps, because haram food or doubtful food or weird food, not cooked with barakah and blessing, all of that is obviously going to, eating out too much and these kind of things. Not because eating out food necessarily is always unhealthy from a physical perspective, but it's just the fact that who's cooking it, how they're cooking it, what are they cooking it for, what's the intention behind it. All of this for Muslims, spiritually speaking at least, makes a difference. So there's a lot of other things that we've been thinking about in during the day, the time of day that we're doing. The best probably time of day to do this is early in the morning when there are no distractions. So there's so many factors. There are just so many factors. Then to sit down and then to get the presence of mind, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for focus. All of these things, inshallah, will be useful. But again, it has to come over time. It's a practice, it's a training, and it's an effort, and it has to come over time, and it won't come just altogether. They say that for some people, it's like digging a well, they say. Digging a well for water, trying to find water. For some people, they'll find it in 20 meters. They'll find it some in 30 meters. Sometimes they'll just have to dig deeper and deeper, which means that it's just more sustained. But we ask Allah for tawfiq. But one thing we have to remember is that even if you don't get full concentration, at least the benefit is that we're getting ourselves accustomed to sitting for 10, 15, 20 minutes, whatever it is, for dhikr, even if with negligence. That in itself is a bigger benefit than not sitting at all, because first we have to get used to actually dedicating time. So if we can't dedicate 5 or 10 minutes or 15 minutes to Allah, then how can we expect concentration? Concentration is a second level, and that's understood. That's why Ibn Ata'illah and others, they make it very clear that if you do have a sustained period of at least engaging the tongue or engaging yourself a time for the sake of Allah, then slowly, slowly, you will eventually ascend to the point where you will do it with focus, then you will do it with presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this tawfiq. Jazakallah khair for the question.